hour number two. And then up next at 9 o'clock is the final edition of Classic Rock Mind. So I hope you are tuning in. I'm gonna be spending a lot of time trying to talk him out of it. Anyway. Oh boy. All right, so there's a couple of shows coming up next Friday, so I'm going to give you a chance to decide which ones that you want to do, you know? And one of them is a vinyl release party, which is kind of sweet. And I figured I would start with something like this.
Like you're so tame. 10 o'clock, you start to change. You don't even know my name, but you're backing up on me just the same. Well, grab the tab, I think it's time to pay. Call a cab and we'll be on our way. You're starting to bite your lip like you're so eager about it, like you'll die without it. You can't stand waiting just to get me home. Hey baby, you're a fine, fine lady, but you can't stand waiting just to get me home. Hey baby, you're a fine, fine lady, but you can't stand waiting just to get me home.
Hold on, we're just five steps.
91.5 WMFO. That was Freeze Pop with Doppelganger from the Imaginary Friends record. Preceded by Symbion Project with Phenomena from the Semiotic record. Both are playing the Amplitude Live show this coming Friday at 8 o'clock, February 26th at the Middle East. You can go to MideastClub.com for all the details on that. Doors are at 8. All right. And before that, I told you there were two shows on this block. I had some Sidewalk Driver with Five Steps and Township, Family Township with Will of the Wisp. They are doing a vinyl release party along with When Particles Collide, who I played before. Played a track from their lives at the Sinclair record. They are at Great Scott. So, yes. A great, great show. Two great shows to just marvel at on this coming Friday. It's great that the shows are firing up again. Anyway, you're listening to The Tweezle Show. Enough of me yakking. I figured I'm going to dedicate this block to some classic tracks. I mean, everyone's definition of classic is a little different, but this block is bookended with bands that have recently announced reunions. So how about that? 91.5 WMFO.
You. Oh, sh**.
What?
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, sh**. What are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
91.5 WMFO. Longtime listeners of the Dweezil Show know how much I love this song. That is Belly with Super Connected. They have just announced that they are reuniting and doing a new tour. Going on tour and new music. So that's fun. AM Stereo brought you Southern Rock Radio. Jack Drag gave you Psycho Clogs. And just a few days before Belly announced their reunion, Letters to Cleo announced their reunion. That was Fast Way off the Wholesale Meats and Fish album. Yes, the Dweezil Show does go take a look back every now and again. I mean, those tracks are at least 15 years old. All right. We are chugging along. Now this block is a show going on at Firehouse 13 in Providence, Rhode Island. It is a birthday bash, so let's just get started.
So cast her spell on me.
WMFO Medford.
Drive me fucking.
91.5 WMFO. That was over with Follow the Sun. That was Tale of Disillusion. Before that, we had Those Alone with Ghost, Three Parts Dead with Tattooed Toy, Pistol Shot Jesse Gave You Evil Loving Woman, and I started that all off with Till Tomorrow with The Firsts. They are all playing at Firehouse 13 this coming Saturday, as in 7 days from now, in Firehouse 13 in Providence, Rhode Island. It is Nina McCarthy's birthday bash. So go wish Nina a happy birthday and listen to some loud guitars. All right. I have Mike Conway from Classic Rock Mine in here.
Speaking of loud guitars.
Yes.
Woo.
Loud guitars. And it saddens me that you're doing your final show tonight.
You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, I guess.
Damn you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I am, man. It's been 12 years on the air here at WMFO, and tonight is the last Classic Rock Mine.
Yeah, I thought I had a commute here. I thought you lived in town.
No.
I had a commute. You have just as much of a commute as I do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, and that's a contributing reason.
Yeah.
But, MFO is a great station, and I've had great time here. And you've been a great colleague, so I want to throw that out to your audience.
I'm sorry to kind of like drop the bomb on you. Just for everyone listening, I did not mention that I was going to do this on the air.
Unrehearsed.
He was saying, don't talk about Chet Stock. And I'm like, what's Chet Stock? Anyway. But this will be the last time that the Saturday night lineup is going to be on the air intact.
That's right. Dweezil Show, Classic Rock Mine, Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah. Ugh.
Which has been a great block of programming for years now.
Yeah, 3-4 years now.
Yeah, and hats off to MFO for doing that, man.
I know, for letting us doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you will be missed here.
Oh, thank you.
Because I arguably cannot think of a better show to follow mine than yours.
Well, thanks, man. And, I appreciate that. And likewise.
And, I mean, I almost wish I could pick the show that follows me.
I wish I could, too. I wish I could, pick the replacement.
Like train your replacement or something like that.
Yeah.
But, Skybar, if you're listening, we would love. I mean, because he plays local music, he plays he plays classic music, but he kind of veers on more of the punk and post punk side, and I think that would be perfect.
That would be perfect, as long as it's stuff that you don't hear on commercial radio, man. That's my thing.
And I guess we gotta talk to Skybar.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Ugh.
And everybody check out his show.
I just thought of that right now. Yeah, I believe he is on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. currently.
Yeah. New schedule will be coming out imminently, so we're told, right?
Yes. Yeah. They said it's midnight, not tonight, but tomorrow night.
Right.
So assuming technically they get the Monday out. At midnight.
Right.
Or something.
Assuming the schedule comes out.
Right.
Which I'm sure it will.
Well, there's an upside. You don't have to worry about that anymore.
That's true. I will be a community member. I will be able to sub.
You will pop up every now and again.
I'm still going to be part of the station. I'm not going to be doing the weekly show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Sure.
Well, you'll be able to come on and do, a 3-hour block every now and again.
Yes.
And just like I used to do back in the old days. Yeah.
I started Sunday morning at 6 a.m. was my first time slot here. Yeah.
You see, my first slot was technically Sunday morning 4 to 6.
You're kidding.
A.m.
Wow.
Well, I was covering for somebody.
Oh, okay.
But our first regular slot was 12 to 3, technically Saturday morning.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. That was rough.
Dang, man.
But, I wanted to say bon voyage on air.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Phil.
And
very cool thing.
I will be listening out there in the vast halls of WMFO.
Right, out in the Netherlands of the labyrinth of WMFO.
The vinyl labyrinth, if you will.
There you go. Yeah, we are surrounded by vinyl here, which is great.
Yes, surrounded by vinyl. That's ultimately why I would have a hard time leaving.
Yeah.
Because you don't have radio stations like this anymore.
No, you don't. You don't.
I mean, right now we should have like a live webcam somewhere. Like in one of the vinyl rooms. Just the rock vinyl room is just...
Didn't they have a webcam for like a couple of months and then...
Like 10 years ago.
Well, that's how long I've been around. It didn't last very long. Right, yeah, it broke. Somebody stole it, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
But we did have one.
But anyway, but you're playing some of your favorites from over the years.
Yeah.
And hopefully, maybe in the future, because we did the last one 4 years ago doing a hybrid show.
Oh, jeez, it's been that long ago?
Yeah, it's been 4 years.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, I'll come on your show. I'll bring some vinyl.
I know. And if the you know, 9 to 11 person doesn't show up, hey, there we go.
There you go.
It'll be like old times. Anyway, thank you so much
for the
years of our nice stable lineup now that you're leaving us.
I'm sorry.
All right,
man.
All right, I'll let you get ready.
Sure, thanks for having me on.
All right. Yes, to stay tuned for the final Classic Rock Mine, or at least the final regular Classic Rock Mine. And I'm going to close out my show, you know, bleeding into Classic Rock Mine with a nice groove here. .5 WMFO. See you next week.